1 Corinthians chapter 9. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Haven't I seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Aren't you my work in the Lord? If I'm not an apostle to others, yet surely I am to you, for you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. My answer to those who question me is this: don't we have the right to eat and drink? Don't we have the right to be accompanied by a sister, a wife, like other apostles and like the brothers of the Lord and Peter? Or I only and Barnabas? Don't we have the right not to perform manual labor? Who fights a battle any time at his own expense? Who plants a vineyard and doesn't eat of its fruit? Who feeds a flock and doesn't drink of the milk of the flock? Do I say these things as a man, or doesn't the law say the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treads out the corn. Is God taking care of oxen, or does he say it completely for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this was written, so that he that plows would plow in hope, and so he that threshes in hope would be partaker of his hope. If we have planted spiritual things with you, is it such a big deal if we reap your carnal things? If others are partaker of this power over you, shouldn't we be rather? But we have not used this power, but endure all things, so we won't hinder the gospel of Christ. Don't you know that those who minister with holy things live of the things of the temple, and that those who wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so, the Lord has ordained that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. But I have used none of these things, nor have I written these things that it should be done so to me, for it would be better for me to die than that any man should make my glorying void. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid on me. Yes, woe to me if I don't preach the gospel. For if I do this thing willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel is committed to me. What is my reward then? Truly, that when I preach the gospel, I can make the gospel of Christ without expense, so that I don't abuse my power in the gospel. For though I am free from all men, yet I have made myself servant to all, so that I win more of them. And to the Jews I became like a Jew, so that I would gain the Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, so that I would gain those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law to God, but under the law to Christ, so that I would gain those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, so that I would gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, so that I would by all means save some. And this I do for the gospel's sake, so that I will be partaker of it with you. Don't you know that those who run in a race, they all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you will obtain. Not every man that strives for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore run in such a way, not uncertainly. I don't fight like someone beating the air, but I keep my body under and bring it into subjection, so that after I've preached to others, I won't somehow be a throwaway.